If you're an expert, a coach, consultant, or service provider, you probably know that there is something crucial you've been told that you absolutely have to build. Any idea what that is? A community. Yes, I remember when I first started coaching, my coach told me that I had to build a Facebook group because this is where my community was going to be housed. I had to show up live every single week and engage them in other ways for the rest of the week. And so I did, and it was a lot of fun until it wasn't, until it started to get a little bit stale, a little bit formulaic. People would know that, oh, it's Monday, so that's Monday motivation, or follow Fridays are here. And so engagement started to really decline. And I didn't have the nous or the time to figure out what to do, because what my coach didn't tell me was that it could be a full-time job to actually build a community that is sustaining and everlasting and that starts to breed a life of its own. And so I got really, really overwhelmed with it, burnt out, and decided that I was going to park the community building thing for now. Because yes, at some point I want to go back there, because I am a believer that building a community is incredibly important for business. But just as how we tell people that they need to focus, that is just not something I have the bandwidth to focus on right now. So then what? If you're like me, and perhaps you've also decided that maybe building a community isn't what you're going to focus on right now, how can you still create a base of raving fans? Or perhaps you have a community, but you need to reactivate it and re-energize it in some way. Or maybe you've been thinking of building one and just don't know where to start. If you're in any of these boats, then this episode is 100% for you, because we are going to be talking about how we go about creating this base of raving fans, and specifically raving fans for and through your podcast. My name is Deidre Shen. I am the CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the world's first AI-powered podcast copywriter, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Yeah, yeah. Hey you, welcome to the Grow My Podcast Show. My name is Deidre Shen, beaming in from New York City. We are going to be talking about how we are going to create raving fans with your podcast. And to do that, I'm going to be joined by Pat Chung, who is the founder of a really cool software product called Pod Inbox. Let me first tell you a little bit about how this question came about for me. So a couple of weeks ago, one of my expert summit speakers reached out to me and suggested that I start a Facebook group for the 32 speakers to connect. She is an absolute rock star and loves building community. So it was a total no-brainer for her. But for me, as soon as I heard that, I started thinking, oh no. I don't have the time, the headspace, the bandwidth to try to build a community. And it's not that I didn't want to. I know the power of having one that is well managed with high levels of engagement, but I just could not fathom the thought of the effort that actually goes into it. And that led me to wonder, how can I still get some of the advantages of having a community, you know, that engagement, that sense that people can come to know, like, and trust you, without the work that goes into bringing that group of people together? And that's when I came across Pat Chung, who has literally built a product around this very question. Pat has been listening to podcasts for a long, long time and really started thinking about, as a fan, how could he engage directly with the hosts of some of his favorite podcasts? And so he set out to solve this very question. How can he help podcasters engage with their raving fans?
I've been in technology for a long time. And we exited our last company. We got acquired, so it was a good thing. And then, you know, I was just kind of thinking about what the next thing I wanted to do was. I kind of bounced around a little bit, to be honest. But I really used a methodology that a lot of entrepreneurs use. Is like, how do I want to spend the next, I don't know, 8 years of my life doing and kind of being around? And I just kind of came up with podcasting because I just loved it for such a long time, that medium. So I wanted to solve some problem in that industry. So like I said, you know, I still saw this problem that, you know, half the podcasters I was listening to was engaging their fans in some certain way, and a lot still weren't. So yeah, I kind of just slowly kind of unwrapped the layers of the problems podcasters were dealing with. And one of them was audience engagement. You know, a lot of podcasters kind of engage their audience through social media, which kind of was not really liked or preferred because these social media platforms really own your audience. And then there's a lot of other more prolific podcasters building community. So that's also a great way. But that sometimes is a heavy lift for a lot of podcasters to actually build the community and kind of spend time to nurture that community. And a lot of times people would start it and then kind of they maybe create a Facebook page or even more advanced podcasters maybe create like a Discord channel. But they usually become kind of abandoned after a while because it just takes so much energy to create, to kind of foster that community. So what we did was we just kind of thought there's got to be sort of that middle ground where you're engaging your fans, you're getting them super excited. Like you said, I love your word, you know, create a raving fan. How do you do that? So we kind of, you know, I come from a user experience background and kind of like product designer background. So I thought, let's create a product that really helps podcasters do that thing, right? Create raving fans. So we eventually built what we call fan pages, a place where podcasters can drive their fans to take some kind of an action.
This got my attention because, as I mentioned, I've built communities in the past and it can take a lot of time and a lot of effort. So it was really interesting to hear Pat's thoughts on the difference between creating raving fans and building a community.
I think if I were to think of them in steps, I'd say community is like step 3 or 4. It's a little bit higher up there. And I think a lot of podcasters get excited about building community because they think, oh, my fans could just engage with each other. And after I kind of set up this community, they could just talk with each other and I don't have to be involved.
Yes.
It's kind of runs on its own. But that's, as you know, someone who's tried to build community before, that's not really how it works. Because a lot of times a podcaster might join a community because of you, the podcaster. You know, they're a fan of yours. They think you're going to be around. And if you're not around, you know, they just kind of fall off. Because, you know, as interesting as other fans are, you're really the main star of the show. That you're why they're kind of joining that community. So what we thought was, okay, so we don't want to create too much of a community product. There's a ton of those out there already, and they're really good if you're at the level where you have time to spend nurturing your community. But if you don't, what other things could you do? So we started with a really simple concept. We saw a lot of prolific podcasters actually, you know, just get their fans to engage with through audio messages, you know, because podcasting is obviously audio heavy medium. We saw a lot of prolific podcasters actually feature their guests on the show. So a lot of them already do, you know, what's called fan shout outs. Actually, some of the, you know, a lot of people don't, which we think is a really big missed opportunity because, you know, when a fan gets really excited is when they kind of, you know, everyone has an ego. So when they hear their name kind of, you know, shouted out on an episode, they get really excited and they kind of tell their circle of friends about it, right? So that's kind of what we wanted to do in a more organized way. So the first feature we created was a way for podcasters to receive audio messages from fans. So we kind of, you know, the thing we teach a lot is kind of to kind of mimic like a call-in show. So when fans call into like an old radio show, that's kind of where a lot of podcasters got this idea. A fan would hear their voice on the show. They'd hear their question asked or their story told or whatever the show is. And once, you know, that episode's played back, they get really excited and, you know, they tell their friends about it. And they also get value from it, right? So it's just like kind of good all around. And it gives the podcaster some more content, like another voice, because a lot of podcasters are kind of solo or interview type shows. So getting that fan involved by kind of giving them or kind of featuring their voice on the show is we find it super powerful, and we see a lot of prolific podcasters do that. There's so many examples. Like I actually love, you know, one of the clients we're kind of potentially talking to right now is Radiolab, right? They're this huge podcast, and they do this thing where they get their audience to record their ad spots.
Wow.
Which is not even like their own question.
Yeah.
But they get tons of engagement through that because people just want to hear their voice, right? It's like, like it actually offers the fan almost no value. They're not getting a question answered. They're not, you know, getting to share their story. They're just reading an ad spot, but they get like, you know, dozens of people, you know, doing it for every ad spot, which is, you know, super powerful.
And this is, and I want out the, if you're listening to this, the difference between a community and a raving fan is hopefully starting to become a lot more tangible, because, you know, community is really where people do get value out of that engagement, being part of something. Whereas creating a raving fan is someone who's like bought into you and how you engage with them and how you can help them at your point, not from a value perspective, even, like, as you said, you know, they're not even getting anything out of it, but they just, you're really almost helping to amplify them in some way. And because of that thrill that they get, that's how they become a raving fan. They just want to be part of your world. So hopefully that's coming to life in terms of the difference. So what I want to do is we're going to come back, we're going to take a quick ad break, and then we are going to get into the three secrets to actually creating a raving fan for your podcast. So stick around and Pat's going to unveil all of that to us. Okay, so we are back. I'm talking to Pat Chung from Pod in Box, and he's going to take us through how it is that we actually create raving fans for our podcast. So Pat, please share with us, what is the first secret to doing this?
Sure. And it kind of plays to your question of what's the difference between a raving fan and community. So when someone's in your community already, so let's say you're a podcaster who runs your own community, whether it's a Circle community or a Discord community, they're already active. So that's why I kind of also mentioned community is almost like step three or four. But the first step is a lot of podcasters have to realize that 90% of their audience is not, they're just passive listeners, right? They're happy just listening to it on a walk in their car or washing the dishes or whatever. But as a listener, you're extremely passive. You might not be sharing it with your friends. You might not be doing anything, right? You might not even be going to the podcast website. Like, I literally, you know, listen to maybe embarrassingly maybe several dozen podcasts on my subscription list. But have I ever done anything for a majority of those podcasts? Probably not. Maybe like two podcasts. I'm actually active. So the first secret is activating that passive listener. How do you get them to take some kind of action where it converts that person into a passive listener, into an active listener? So that's, you know, one of the premises of how we built our fan pages. It's like, we got to get them to take actions.
And what actions would you recommend, Pat, that you start with? Has to start with?
Yeah, good question. I would say something that gives them value. Something, so we love kind of two-way engagement type actions. So social media is good. A lot of people say, follow me on Instagram, but that's really kind of a one-sided thing. It's like, follow me and, you know, I'm not going to do anything for you. You know, I don't know how attractive that is, but maybe it is. You know, maybe you have great content on your Instagram, or I don't know. But if you're an Instagrammer, that's just kind of like, oh, here's my beautiful, awesome life. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much value that's actually giving. I'll just kind of continue listening to the podcast. You know, that's probably giving me some value. And I don't know how compelling it is. So we think actions that have some kind of a compelling result. So obviously one of our actions is like leaving an audio message. We think that's pretty compelling, because like, if you tease it out with like, yeah, I might answer your question on the show. You know, that's very tangible, right? And especially if they've heard you on other episodes kind of feature other fan questions and answer it on the show, you know, chances are maybe that's something that's going to compel me to take an action. Or like maybe a fan shout out. I think one of the first times I interacted with the show, it was because they were shouting out their fans that donated $5.
Right? Wow.
I was like, yeah, I could, that's pretty cheap, right? Like, I can guarantee a shout out with $5. You know, that's one of these other actions you could take on our Pod in Box fan pages, is you can do a donation or something. So, you know, when we designed our product, we really thought, you know, what are these kind of what we call value for value type actions. Like, you're kind of getting some value, you know, you're doing something where you're getting some value back. We think that's the best way to kind of activate your passive listeners.
Awesome. I love that. Okay. So the first step is to find a way to activate them, which is, it can be a tricky one when you've never thought about it before, right? But I think I really like, if you don't know what to do, then just go with what Pat's recommendation is and just request an audio message. Super simple, super easy. And then just have a segment on your podcast where you play that audio message maybe and answer the question, or you just give them a shout out. So super, super easy to start there. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And start with just, you know, I have a podcast too. You're going to be a guest pretty soon. And, you know, one of the questions I always ask is, what's your call to action? Like, if you don't have one, you kind of know that's something to first think about. What's your primary call to action? Yeah. So we always encourage podcasters to have at least one, you know, maybe even up to three. So it could be like, you know, leave a message, you know, follow me on Twitter or follow me on Instagram and maybe something else. But at least have one primary one where you could track. So that's super important too, because some people are like, oh, you know, tell a friend about it. You know, I don't know if you could ever track that, right? So some action you could track, be your primary one.
Yeah, but yes, that's right. You would definitely want to be using something that you can track for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so secret number two.
So just to back up a little bit, all these three secrets, and I could keep on going, is in this kind of umbrella, what I call the pirate secrets to growth for podcasters. And I call it pirate is because a pirate's favorite word is what?
Arr.
Exactly. A-R-R and a bunch of R. And, you know, I stole that from the startup world. That there's pirate metrics for startups and there's pirate metrics for podcasters. And the first one was activate. So easy way to remember this is activate is starts with an A and then the rest of the ones are R's. And we could go, I'll pick out two other ones, but there's quite a bit number of R's. So the next one I would say is recognize. Recognize your fans, especially the ones who are engaging and active, because those are the ones we call your super fans. Pat Flynn, super prolific podcast teacher, he kind of wrote this book called Superfans, one of my favorite podcasting books, because it really kind of, you know, he really teaches your super fans are probably your most important fans because they're the ones who's going to sort of donate money to you if you're collecting money. They're the ones who's going to support you. And they're the ones who's going to share your podcast to their friends and family, right? Like we hear every year from, you know, these podcast conferences, like what's sort of, you know, the biggest way podcasts grow. And these sort of marketing firms or market research firms always conclude that still the biggest way podcasts grow is through word of mouth, right? And unfortunately, there's no word of mouth button. So, you know, we really think doing this fan service, like what Link, you know, teaches in his Super Fans book, is really just, you know, engaging with your fans. So the second, you know, most important thing we think when engaging with your fans is recognize them when they do finally engage, because not a lot of them will, you know, from our research, about, you know, anywhere from 5 to 9% of your you know, passive listeners will actually convert to taking some kind of action and being engaged and being a super fan. So when they do, it's super important to, you know, recognize them. So let's say in our example, your primary call to action is ask them to leave a message. Well, reply to them, you know, thank them for leaving a message. Or maybe your, you know, primary call to action is follow me on social media. Well, follow them back or thank them. You know, especially if they, you know, post a comment, you know, definitely comment back. Not only just for the algorithm, I think a lot of people do it for the algorithm because that's obviously important, right? Like the more kind of a conversation you have, like let's say your Instagram feed, the more Instagram's going to kind of boost your post too. But, you know, that's important, obviously. But more importantly, that fan, when they get a reply, it means the world to them because, you know, they're a fan of yours. And if they're taking action, it probably means they're a super fan. And if you kind of encourage that super fan behavior, other fans will see it and they'll kind of want to be a super fan as well.
Awesome. I love that. Okay. So what I want to emphasize here is that recognizing doesn't mean recognizing in a stage way. Recognizing can literally, as Pat said, just be a reply back. Recognize them person to person for thank them for actually engaging with you, thank them for commenting, thank them for emailing, thank them for whatever it is that they're doing. So I really, really like that because sometimes I think when we think of recognize, we're like, oh my gosh, how do I have enough time to be shouting out this person, all of these people that have engaged with me? So I think that was a really, really great call out.
Yeah. And like you said, it's kind of a one-to-one type of recognition.
Yeah.
Because the next one, if you want me to go to the next one, is
three, yes.
Is more, we call it reward. reward your fan. And that could be on a greater stage. Mm-hmm. So a reward is, it goes beyond the recognition where you're just kind of, you know, recognizing that they're active and engaged. You're actually giving them something back, right? And yeah, on our platform, we highly teach reward. And one of the rewards, let's go back to that scenario where you're saying, you know, leave a message, leave a question and we'll answer it on a podcast. When they leave a question, you reply saying thanks. You know, you might even on Pod Inbox, you could do text or audio replies to the platform. So in the reply, when you recognize them, you could, you know, quickly say thanks. I'm probably going to, you know, share this on an episode. And the reward is actually sharing it on the episode, right? Yes. When you feature them on the episode, they are going to feel highly rewarded. And we love that reward because it's, you know, basically free for you, right? It's like, yes, you know, a podcast is not free because, you know, you might be taking an ad spot, but no one will think of that as an ad spot. So it's practically free. So when you feature, you know, one of my favorite ones is I listen to this podcast called Tiger Belly. I don't know if you know that podcast. It's a comedy podcast by Bobby Lee. And he does, I'm forgetting it, but he does something, I think it's called Useless Advice or something like that, where people email, I don't think he's playing audio messages for some reason, but I think he answers audience questions. I think, and he does it in a unique way where he features the question, gives obviously the fan a shout out. And it's usually like a kind of an involved question where he gets his guest, who's usually another comedian, to, and they both answer the question, which is super fun because if you're a fan, you're not only kind of getting Bobby Lee's advice, you're getting like two people on the show answering your question, which is, you know, I think is brilliant. And that's a reward, right? That's, it was like extra content for their show, which is, it's also, you know, usually one of my favorite segments because it's kind of funny how they kind of riff on something that's a little bit ad hoc. Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of a win-win for all, right? Like it costs them nothing. It costs them nothing to do. He gets extra content on the show. And the fan gets super rewarded. And not only that, like it kind of reinforces, and that's kind of another R I won't get into, but like when you do actions like this, it reinforces to other fans that you're engaging, you're listening to them, and that you care, right?
Yes.
All that stuff is super important in building your super fans.
I love that. Wow. Okay. So the three secrets to creating raving fans for your podcast. And the easy way to remember this is the pirate R. So start with your A, activate. Then we recognize and then we reward. So, so cool. And the best thing is that, Pat, you've created a product, Pod Inbox, that actually helps make this so easy, simple and fun as well. So can you tell us a little bit about how Pod Inbox fits into this whole ecosystem?
Sure. So Pod Inbox is a place where you could create a free fan page. And of course, we have paid accounts too. And yeah, we kind of, like I said before, we just started with this simple feature of letting podcasters receive audio messages from fans so that they could practice this, right? Because a lot of people, some of the more prolific podcasters were kind of piecing this together. Literally, we hear a lot of podcasters still saying, email me your audio message, right? Which we think that's just ridiculous because, yes, you know, I wouldn't even know how to do that. Like, what do? I got to get an app on my phone, record my, I don't know, it's just a little bit weird. So, you know, we created this fan page where fans could easily just go there, podinbox.com. For instance, mine is podinbox.com/podcast. You go there, leave an audio message, and I prompt, and you could kind of create your own prompt. So if you want, you know, fans leave a story or ask a question, you could, you know, create whatever prompt you want. So we created a simple product where you could create a prompt, a fan member could leave a message, you could download it, you have this dashboard where you could download it, you could do a reply. And that's what we started with, but we got a little crazy and we wanted to make a full-fledged fan page that you could do other actions on. And the other primary action right now is monetization. So you could ask for fan donations. You could create reward levels that fans can unlock. You could showcase a leaderboard, which is really fun because, you know, we're kind of playing in, like you said, one of our core values is fun, right? How do you keep it fun? Because a lot of the other platforms are a little bit transactional. It's like if I go to Patreon, I'm basically going there to buy something, right? I'm kind of going there to support, but I'm kind of going there to shop around. So in our platform, it's really about fan fun and patronage. And yeah, so everything we build is kind of through the lens of that. So even our leaderboard is like an indicator of that. None of these other platforms have a leaderboard, and we think leaderboards kind of gamify the experience a little bit. A lot of people want to be a podcaster's top fan. Like I would pay, like if, you know, some of the podcasts I listened to had a fan pod inbox, I would pay quite a bit to be maybe one of the top 10 fans of some of these podcasts. So awesome. Yeah, that's how we, yeah, like you said, activate, you know, recognize and reward. They're all kind of supported in pod inbox.
Awesome. I love that. So if people want to learn more about Pod Inbox, maybe check it out, sign up for the free fan page, where can they do that?
Yeah, just go to podinbox.com. That's podinbox.com. And yeah, you can sign up for a free fan page. Like I said, we have paid accounts, and just briefly talk about that a little bit. You know, we want to keep everything pretty cheap for podcasters. So even the paid is $9 a month. And one of the primary sort of features of the paid plan is, you know, we collect your contacts for you. So we're not like a social media platform where, like, if you're building your social media, you don't really own your audience. You just have a bunch of followers, you know, Facebook or Instagram or, you know, Twitter or TikTok, they own your audience. So we didn't believe in that. We're not trying to be like a social media platform. So when your fans engage with you, we actually collect all your contacts with you. And right now we integrate with MailChimp. So it's kind of a great way to start a newsletter too, right? So that, because we want to help basically podcasters with their marketing. So that's why we think it's so important to activate. And just kind of going back to that one is, when you activate your fans, you should know who they are. So we help you know who they are.
Awesome.
The contact list.
So we'll definitely be leaving those in the show notes. So go check it out, as well as we generally do a cheat sheet. So if you want the three secrets accessible to you, then we'll leave a cheat sheet for that as well in the show notes. Thank you so much, Pat, for joining us and talking about how we can create raving fans. For everyone else, please, if you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot and tag us on social media. So I'm Deidre Shen, and Pat, you are, where can we find you on social media?
I think I'm probably most active on Twitter at Pat Cheung, PatcheUng.
Awesome. So go ahead, please do that. We'd love to have a conversation with you, because we're activating. That's what we're doing.
I love it.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.